From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, April 10th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
A legislative committee advanced a red flag bill late on Tuesday that would create a process to allow family members to seize firearms from people posing a risk to themselves or others. Steve Missler has more.
The proposal would work in tandem with Maine's yellow flag law, but would allow family members to try and confiscate a person's guns without the involvement of law enforcement or a mental health evaluation. Democrats on the Judiciary Committee narrowly approved the proposal over Republican objections. Two Democrats joined the GOP in opposition, citing concerns over the definitions of family and household member in the bill, which could foreshadow trouble when it comes up for votes in the House and Senate. The bill is among a package of gun safety measures drafted in response to the Lewiston shootings. Prior to the rampage, family members of the gunman had appealed to police to confiscate his firearms, but Maine's yellow flag law was never utilized. That's prompted gun safety activists to call for an alternative path, although it's unclear if Governor Janet Mills will back it if it clears the legislature. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Meanwhile, the Maine House of Representatives on Wednesday upheld Governor Janet Mills' veto of a bill that would have eliminated a three-strikes law targeting retail thefts. The proposal would have barred charging a person with a felony if they had two prior retail theft convictions, and the third was for stealing property worth less than $500. Under current law, the felony conviction is allowed if all three convictions occur within a 10-year period. A majority of Democrats supported the bill, arguing that felony convictions for petty crimes go too far and impede the convicted person's ability to seek housing and employment. But Mills, a Democrat and former prosecutor, argued that such a law could worsen retail thefts at a time when Maine is experiencing an uptick. On Tuesday, 77 lawmakers voted to override the governor's veto, but it was short of the two-thirds needed to do so. A bill to ban paramilitary training camps in Maine is now passed both chambers of the legislature. The measure was inspired by reports last year that a prominent neo-Nazi was building a training camp for his followers in the rural Penobscot County town of Springfield. The Maine Senate voted 20-14 on Tuesday to give final approval to a bill to make it illegal to instruct another person in firearms or explosives if the intent is to cause, quote, civil disorder. Democratic Senator Joe Baldacci of Bangor said private militias are already prohibited in Maine, but that the law needed to be updated.
So I think this bill is about saying we're going to draw the line. We're not going to let people flout the law and try to intimidate others.
Opponents raised concerns that the bill could infringe on free speech. The bill now goes to Governor Janet Mills, who has yet to weigh in on the issue. A bill to give the Wabanaki Nations the exclusive right to offer online gambling in Maine appears to have faltered in the legislature. The four Wabanaki tribes already offer online sports betting in the state under an earlier compromise, but both the House and the Senate have now voted against a bill that would extend that exclusive authority to offering casino-style games online. The bill narrowly failed in the House on Monday and then failed by a larger margin in the Senate on Tuesday. Republican Senator Jeff Timberlake of Turner was among those who voted against the bill.
This is basically saying people can sit at home and play slot machines on their computer all day long. And I just don't think it's the right thing to do. It's a real expansion of gambling in the state of Maine.
Senators later tabled the bill, meaning it could be brought again. Maine's Land Use Planning Commission says that based on sea level rise projections of up to 7 feet by the end of the century, it's prioritized Monhegan, Matinicus, and Cryhaven Islands as needing mitigation measures to protect 85 structures. Senior planner Megan Leach explained the approach the LUPC will take to commissioners on Wednesday.
Mitigation will be unique to each island and what the community wants to do for dealing with sea level rise and additional effects due to sea level rise.
Leach says that on Monhegan, the storm-damaged breakwater and town wharf will both need to be elevated. The LUPC doesn't fund such projects, but it can assist with permitting and work with their county governments to find funding. And if you were one of the estimated millions who viewed the eclipse this weekend, you may still have a pair of eclipse glasses kicking around. And instead of throwing them away, you can donate them for reuse. GoGo Refill in South Portland and Brunswick is collecting eclipse glasses through Sunday to send them to Eclipse Glasses USA. The organization then donates intact pairs throughout the world for future events. Laura Marston, owner of GoGo Refill, says she looked for ways to divert glasses from the waste stream after she ordered a few pairs.
And I thought, these are single-use glasses, essentially. So how can we make sure that they have a little more life in them?
She says GoGo Refill has already collected more than 250 pairs. The cardboard glass frames can also be recycled after cutting out the lenses, but reuse is considered ideal. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, the topic is boat building across Maine. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thank you for listening.